Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
There are 231 days, 12 hours, 59 minutes, 29 seconds for the most important election in world history. And, oh man, we have a lot of news and information to cover here today. Everybody's focused on the bloodbath hoax. We covered it a lot last night, but I'll hit it some. It's really waking people up. How the corporate media is the enemy of the people. But really, the big news is all these different EU leaders saying, nope, we want war with Russia, joining Macron. And then the mouthpiece, the Bilderberg Group, came out on CNN, Fareed Zakaria, and said it's time to send in troops against Putin. And, again, CNN's not important, doesn't have any ratings. Nobody watches it, but it's kind of the inner house, intercom system of the New World Order. And when Fareed Zakaria gets up there, makes a statement, it's directly out of the mouth of the globalist. So we've got a clip of him saying, let's go full World War III, kind of like Sean Penn. And I mentioned this, Tucker Carlson didn't know about it. I don't blame him. Most people didn't know about it. We find the Sean Penn clip where he says that we shouldn't take nuclear war off the table from a year and a half ago. This is just crazy town stuff. But first, let's go ahead and play a compilation of the media, including Joe Biden just a week ago and a bunch of others, using the term bloodbath to talk about the economy or to talk about firings at the RNC. Or we all know what a bloodbath means. But now, no, Trump wants a bloodbath if he's not elected. Here it is.
But as Politico.com reports tonight on the, quote, bloodbath at the RNC.
Headlines calling it a, quote, bloodbath.
A bloodbath. Not only is it going to be a bloodbath, but after they leave New Hampshire, it's a bloodbath on her home turf. That's really tough.
Trump has left a lot of corpses in his wake. I mean, we can count the bodies as part of the, quote, MAGA drive to take over Maricopa County. And the headline refers to it as an impending bloodbath.
Columnist Charles Flo has a new piece for the New York Times entitled A Biden Bloodbath.
2018 midterms, you can bet that they 100% are fearing a slaughter. In fact, the word bloodbath and massacre come up frequently.
The Republican Party will be destroyed. It's going to be a bloodbath.
There's going to be a bloodbath one way or the other.
Bloodbath for Bernie Sanders.
It's been a bloodbath there, shaping up to be a bloodbath.
Head off a bloodbath in next year's crucial midterm.
Off-year elections are often a bloodbath.
This week's bloodbath for Democrats,
a bloodbath at the ballot box.
There could be a Republican bloodbath.
They'll talk about a bloodbath.
It's a bloodbath. I have to talk about you.
It's going
to
be a bloodbath all day long.
Is in for a bloodbath.
Hasn't been a bloodbath on the way down.
Donald Trump bloodbath.
Be a bloodbath.
Predicted to be a bloodbath. May not be the bloodbath.
It would be a bloodbath.
More of a bloodbath. It's going to be a bloodbath in November.
Possible Biden bloodbath this November.
A bloodbath on Wall Street.
There's going to be a bloodbath
in Alabama into a bloodbath.
Obviously, there was a bloodbath.
It was a bloodbath. We're down 800 points.
This bloodbath at Department of Homeland Security.
And it's a bloodbath today.
There was going to be this bloodbath.
Election bloodbath.
It could be a bloodbath for them.
Bloodbath, possibly.
Bloodbath that went through with the Attorney General.
Bloodbath 99 days out.
The bloodbath is going to look like
presided over a bloodbath in the diplomatic corps.
Absolute, in my opinion, bloodbath the Democrats
are on it. Ticket sales turned into a bloodbath.
Ticket sales for singer Taylor Swift's latest tour.
So Trump openly says, I'll put 100% tariff on Chinese electric cars and try to bring them in through Mexico, try to build them in Mexico and protect the auto industry. It'll be a bloodbath. You don't want to do it. I told Xi Jinping it's a bloodbath. And they sit there and take it out of context and just show him saying bloodbath. Because they are out to get you. I know we already know that. But this is absolutely out of control, ladies and gentlemen. Tell you what else is out of control. They're getting ready to seize Trump's assets. That's right. They're not letting him do an appeal bond. That's right. They want all the money now. No due process for Trump. These people are criminals. I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Well, it's no secret that the corporate media has almost no viewers. But there's so many thousands of channels of it, local, national, international, that they flood the news feeds with it so at least people get the headline. Trump says if he's not elected, there's going to be a bloodbath. And then they take the clip out of context. They do this constantly. Remember when they claimed that he said all Mexicans are terrible, horrible people and are criminals? The full quote was, there's a lot of good people coming across, but also a lot of bad people. Well, everybody knows that. So this is very similar to what we've seen in the past. Remember, they also said that his first action was to remove Martin Luther King's bust from the Oval Office, which had not been done. They just lied and said that. But if you go back 6, 7, 8 years ago, it was working then with some people. Folks now know that 9 times out of 10, if it's political and a corporate statement made out of dinosaur media, that it's either a lie or completely spun till it's unrecognizable. So we're going to talk some about that today. We've got examples of the media using bloodbath over and over again like parrots. We've got clips of Biden saying it. But I think everybody's got this one covered. I mean, I may talk about it a little bit. Everybody else is only talking about that, and that's fine. I want to talk about nuclear war. And I want to talk about how this is unfolding, because we have a bunch of different NATO chiefs of different countries and the NATO chief himself, and the defense ministers in Germany and the UK and Sweden and France, and we have the president of France, Macron, and just so many others. It would take about 30 minutes to name them all, on the same sheet of paper now, the same talking point that sanctions don't work. Well, just let them steal $300 billion from the Russians. They're about to give themselves laundry in Ukraine. Certainly works to make them money. But it hurts people all over the world, not just the Russian people. And in a way, that which does not kill you only makes you stronger. So the Russian economy, according to many analysts, is actually doing better than it was before this war started. But regardless, when Vareed Sakarya gets up on his show once a week on CNN for an hour, you are hearing what the Bilderberg Group and the CFR and the managers of the Anglo-American globalist system want. That's what Russian calls them, the Anglo-Americans. It doesn't mean Anglos like white people. It's the old term for the merger of the U.S. and British Empire. Really, before World War II, that was already going on, and that's what they call themselves. It's what Winston Churchill called it. His 3-volume set that I've read, all 1,100 pages or so, how long all 3 books are together. The history of the English-speaking peoples, very fascinating. I suggest anyone out there that wants to know real history, read it. But Putin addresses the globalist as the Anglo-American empire. And he says that the West is very dangerous, that it's a tyranny now, and that it's a cancer that's expanding, that it's a catastrophe. and that we don't have free and fair elections. And even in international polling groups that go and do scientific polls of Russians, they all predicted he would win by 87%, which he did. And even Fareed Zakaria doesn't deny in his CNN piece that Putin won. It's not fraud. He's that popular. In fact, he won by 10 points more than he did last time. The Russians, more than any other group in the world, except maybe the Vietnamese, have been invaded more times than anybody else. In fact, they're constantly getting invaded. For 1,000-plus years, I think it's 1,070-plus years, so that's in the DNA, not just Hitler, not just Napoleon, not just the Muslims, but the Huns, the Mongols. This has been going on for a long time. So this is a big deal. And there's a normalcy bias that, oh, we're not going to have another big war because we have nuclear weapons, but now you've got the Pentagon and the Russians, military, Ministry of Defense, putting out statements about, well, we're going to have a limited nuclear war. We're going to use tacticals on each other. So there's a real creeping up to the edge of oblivion here, and now we're standing on the edge of the cliff with our toes over the edge. This needs to stop, and it needs to stop right now. So I'm going to be getting into all of that coming up here in just a few minutes. Also, huge border news. Biden administration plans to use Guantanamo Bay as a processing center for Haitian invaders, being called migrants. When you call them that, then it gives the UN jurisdiction under the law. That ties into the road warrior level ongoing collapse of what is already a failed state, Haiti. Machete wielding militias battle gangs in Port-au-Prince as elites vie for power. Elites, different cannibal factions. Donald Trump could have his property seized as he owes $454 million in fraud case. Trump has failed to get appeals bond for the $454 million civil fraud judgment, lawyers say. So he's being denied due process and appeals process there. Trump can't secure $454 million appeal bond in New York fraud case, his lawyers say. So we're going to be talking about that situation and so much more here today. Also, Trump is having big trouble raising money because he's getting on average $50 donations. And all the big globalist billionaires, except for a few people that aren't globalists that are billionaires, are piling on to destroy what they see as a champion of the people. You can say what you want about Trump, but the globalists hate his guts. Because he actually tried to be president and tried to do things he thought was good for the country. He certainly made mistakes, but he's a good man. He's a strong man. And those that have supported him at a high level, like myself, have been persecuted dearly for it. And contrary to me cutting and running, I support Trump more than ever because of the persecution. Call it pigheadedness if you'd like. But at the same time, that does not mean that I'm in a cult and that I slavishly defend every policy he's involved in or the things that he does. He has been making a lot of moves lately endorsing neocon globalists that hate his guts. And I know the inside baseball, who the advisors are that are telling him this. And so I really see our mission here as trying to get Trump back into office, but being very aggressive when he does things that I think, that my expert guests think, and that the listeners think, that's wrong. I think we really have a consensus here on air dealing with that. But I just wanted to stake that out and be very, very clear because there's some cultic, Q-like adoration for Trump that he's a god, he's perfect, he can't make any mistakes, everything's 3D chess. And that is not what's going on here. He's smart, he's tough, he tries to do the right thing, he makes mistakes sometimes, he's a delegator, and he listens to people like Grinnell, who has done a few good things, but overall is one of the people I'm told that gives Trump really bad advice on who to support for office. And I'm really worried that if Trump does get back in, that he's going to be stacked again with a bunch of scum. Some place to get a decent job, not perfect, is the Supreme Court's been having some pretty good rulings. Not as strong as I'd like, but they've been standing up out of the tyranny, And they had a unanimous verdict, as you know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, that Trump could not be taken off the ballot when he's not even been charged or convicted of the crime he's being taken off the ballot for. That doesn't sound like legal rocket science to me, does it? Does it sound like that to you? So we have that news to get to. Also, I called it a turning point last night. I want to go back over it more this evening. Letitia James' plan to persecute Newark firefighters for their speech backfires because they have a right when she comes to their union, their event, to boo her and to chant Trump. Well, she wanted them fired. She wanted their pay cut. She wanted them persecuted. Isn't that an indictment of what a pig-like creature she is, that Soros witch who, I guess, metaphorically flew into the meeting on a broomstick? So we'll be laying all of that out coming up today. Speaking of free speech, the Supreme Court.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
But I still have to make a moral decision looking at my children and my family when I don't leave the country, and I have to have a moral fight with myself not to do it. I had an overwhelming urge, and I guess God knows how to keep me at the wheel because I don't have any money anymore. I never had as much as they claim, not anything near it, but I don't have the money to run off and hide somewhere. So I have to fight literally as a person that I'm not a coward. In fact, I'm the opposite of that. It's not even a fear thing. It's a survival instinct to get out of here. It's very strong. It's very intense. I intellectually see the information, but I spiritually feel the grave, nauseating danger. And I've decided to stay and try to stop this. And then we're here trying to stop it. And people think it's funny. They think it's a joke. And it's because they've lived under relative freedom and security so long that they haven't studied history or looked at what just happened in the last 100 years and how frequent and serious wars are, and that we have one now, it'll just be unspeakably horrible. You know, I see these clips because it goes into the globalist calculus that I'll explain coming up later, where they'll show the starving Palestinian children dying. And it's heart-wrenching, and it tears my guts out. And then I see some of the Israelis, even on national TV, saying the Muslims are subhuman, and we need to kill the children because they'll one day grow up and kill us. And then I pull back, and I go, why is the corporate media showing me that? Well, what's the larger game here? What's the Hegelian dialectic? Because there is one. And then also, wait a minute, 80-plus million people, last time I checked, in the last 4 years, starved to death. And that's a UN number, and I agree with it. I've checked the numbers. It's accurate. 80-plus million people starved to death because of the COVID lockdowns and the chain reaction it created, the cattywampus that it created. And not a word about them, other than the UN saying, give us billions in money to feed the starving, when they're the ones that shut down the farms and food production in the name of COVID in the third world, way more intense than in the first world. So again, you have to ask yourself, why are they showing me one crime, one tyranny, and then not showing me one that is, I don't know, let's say 20,000 Palestinian children have died or starved to death. I think that's an accurate number currently. They're estimating about 20,000 out of 50,000 are children. Okay, I really feel sad for them. And I make myself watch the videos. And as a father, it tears my guts out. And then I think, why am I not seeing the images of the 87 million that starved to death around the world? What you are seeing is the military-age men fleeing those collapses, picked by the UN to give them cards, debit cards, to come to Europe, to come to the United States, to come to Canada, to be our new police and military, which is official. So see, I understand the dialectic and how the moves work, and I'll understand enemy operation, and later I'll read a Club of Rome or a Rand Corporation document, and I'll be finishing the sentence and knowing what the next paragraph is. I'm so in their head. And you can get in their head, too. A lot of you are in their head, and you understand the enemy operation. And when you extrapolate it out 10, 15, 20 moves, there's no other angle to it but total extinction of the human population. And then I say, well, that's aliens, then. That's the spirit, the fallen one, marooned on this planet, interdimensionally, as the Bible says, manipulating us to kill each other? Or is it just human selfishness that's always been in us, the spirit of Cain, to kill our brother because we didn't get the birthright? All I know is it's going on, and I really wish we'd go interstellar. I really wish we'd go intergalactic. I really want to see humanity go forward. I see the amazing culture and music and art and things we're able to do. I see the good in people. But the globalists don't see the good in people. They see the bad in people because they look into the mirror and see themselves. But that said, I have also been too nice in many levels and realized that when I am a classical liberal, like a Thomas Jefferson, that in the modern communication system, that only aids the enemy's operations. And I'm going to explain coming up, this is very, very important information. And I've also tracked everything they're doing is to show us things that in our epigenetic history didn't exist to completely disconnect us from our ancestors and our programming God gave us. But it's also preparing us for the new system it's bringing in. And it basically goes along the lines of They Live. And that's what it is. You know, the people, when you put the glasses on, aren't physically a Walking Dead space alien, but their spirit is. And it's like Avatar. There is a thing jacked into them, and at the moment it finally takes over, they just become robots. You know, most of these people that are influenced by Satan and his minions, his pomps, his pimps, don't have kind of the Linda Blair model operating in them. That's just one phase to terrorize and harass and scare people. That's just one mode it's got. It's more like an NPC that has no morals and just greedily runs around following whatever stimulus it's given to believe that it's going to get some power over somebody. But it's not human. And I've studied history. I've studied the ancients. I've also talked to a lot of people that have worked in secret projects and things like that. But I've also experienced it myself that there is a higher plane to this one. In fact, there's multiple higher planes. Just as there are nine circles of hell, there are 12 dimensions just within this framework of this universe. And so I'm going to stop pontificating at this point, and I'm going to come back and hit the nuclear war news and how we can hopefully stop that. And then there's a really interesting national polling agency university study out dealing with how different races of people see each other. And as soon as I saw the graph, before I even zoomed in and read the names on it, I knew which group was going to be what graph and which group was the other, because I saw it on my phone real small on X, and I just saw the headline, racial groups rating each other, and I couldn't read it because it was small, and I thought, oh, the white people will all be down the line. They'll rate everybody the same because that's how they've been brainwashed. Whether you think that's true or not, I'm saying they've been brainwashed, whether it's true or not. And all the other groups say whites are the ultimate evil. Now, that's not everybody, but that's the majority. So, of course, I knew what it would be before I looked at it, because that's why the corporations have done this. But only white guilt, reaffirming it and agreeing to it and enforcing it. See, white people and white academics and white media operatives, they've created this and enforced it. But it was done, they're conscious of that, as a control system over the West to have a new form of slavery, psychological slavery. It's not black people putting out all these anti-white ads, folks. It's the globalists.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. hearing extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy TurboForce is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get TurboForce 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Strike on Russia that kills 60 plus million people, and the whole thing takes 10 minutes to be carried out. And this is just a simulation of a ICBM attack. Real attack will happen from submarines and nuclear weapons in Western Europe that arrive within 1 to 3 minutes on most of their targets. Russian submarines in the Gulf of Mexico, the Atlantic Ocean, Pacific, will destroy every major coastal city on average within 3 minutes. takes about 15 for the ICBMs to launch, go over the North Pole, and then hit North America. Now, the real fun starts when the hundreds of nuclear reactors in Russia, Europe, and the United States melt down, which they all will in a nuclear war. And then you've got all those Chernobyls that you're dealing with, all of those Fukushimas. And I guess Zuckerberg and all the rest of them, I guess Larry Page on his 300-foot yacht feels safe down in the South Pacific because that's where they all stay. They very rarely come to events in the West. Sometimes they meet in Dubai now. But normally they're now meeting in places like Tasmania in the middle of nowhere. So, we don't just have Macron and all these defense chiefs over in Europe saying we've got to double down, we've got to go to full military confrontation, we've got to send troops in. The mouth of the New World Order, Fareed Zakaria, who, when you hear him speak, he's one of the only journalists let in to the Club of Rome, Bilderberg, CFR, White House. When you hear him talk, that's communication, not to the general viewers of CNN. He goes on once a week to communicate to the underlings what the current orders are. And we'll play a clip of him in a moment that seems all jolly about, you know, Russia and how things are going. And he says the answer isn't sanctions, it's decisive military setbacks. So we need to give Ukraine any weapon they want. Any weapon, that means nuclear. And every word is parsed when he says this. We need to give Ukraine any and every weapon, and we need to commit to send troops in direct conflict with Russia. So it's not just Macron shooting his mouth off. It is the mouthpiece of these people. So everything is going in that direction now that Russia, really 8 months ago, had already decisively done what they wanted to do, take the areas of the east, take the areas that are almost 100% Russia, that have always been Russia, take the port there in southern Ukraine on the Black Sea. Of course, Putin won by 80-plus percent yesterday. We're going to play a clip first of what he said when the poll numbers came in with 90% of the vote counted that he'd won. This is what some of what Putin had to say last night.
Kissins from NBC News. Mr. President, journalist Evan Gershkovich spent this election in prison. Boris Nadezhdin, who opposes your war in Ukraine, wasn't allowed to stand against you. And Alexei Navalny died in one of your prisons during your campaign. Mr. President, is this what you call democracy?
Господин президент, американская телекомпания NBC, Кир Симмонс. Мой вопрос. Американский журналист Эван Гершкович среди многих, кто провел...
Гершкович was one of the people who spent this time in prison. Надеждин, who was fighting against the war, was not allowed to participate in the elections, and Навальный died in prison during your campaign. Do you think this is democracy?
Это жизнь.
This is life.
Если господин Надеждин не принял участие в... Mr.
Надеждин took part in this elections. This is or did not take part in these elections. That means it was the result of his unsatisfactory work or preparation. Maybe he should have avoided any mistakes of providing the applications. As far as I understand, this was the problem, that he did not get additional or sufficient votes to take part in the campaign. As for Navalny, yes, he passed, and this is always a sad event, but unfortunately we had some other cases where people died in prison. Did you not have these events in American prisons? You did, and many times. And by the way, maybe it will be slightly unexpected. A few days before Navalny passed, some colleagues told me, not the members of the administration, some other people told me that there is an idea to exchange Mr. Navalny for some people who are imprisoned in Western countries. You can believe me or not, but the person who spoke with me, he said, before the end of the sentence, he said, yes, I agree. Unfortunately, what happened, happened. But this happens. So you can't do anything about this.
The reason I played that clip is, do you see Joe Biden getting questions like that? There he is in front of the international press, taking their questions. It goes on and on. Now, here's another clip of Putin talking about the so-called American democracy. Here it is.
We haven't been intervening in any elections. And as I said, we're going to work with any leader that the American people choose. But what's curious, in the last year of his term as president, Mr. Trump, the current presidential candidate, told me that I sympathized with Biden. That was 4+ years ago. That's what he told me. You won't, I'm quoting directly here, you want Sleeping Joe to win. That's what he told me when he was president. And then, much to my surprise, he was persecuted for, well, allegedly using some Russian influence to rig his elections. That's weird. As for the current election situation in the U.S., I think it's getting less and less civilized right now, and I would like to refrain from any comments in this regard. And I'm absolutely sure, and I think it's obvious to everyone, America's political system now cannot claim to be democratic in all senses of this word.
And he went on to say, I've got the transcript right here, that Russia is fighting for its life, that Russia has been under attack for 1,000 years, and that they will not back down and they will not be defeated. So everything is just hurtling into war. Now, here is Fareed Zakaria. We're going to skip this break. Here's Fareed Zakaria reading off a globalist script. So this is what the New World Order plans to do. He admits that America is losing its influence. He admits the Anglo-American alliance is falling apart. He admits the world's turning against us. He admits Russia is stronger. And then his answer is, let's just accelerate with all the weapons and direct war with Russia. This is the New World Order speaking. Listen to it.
In a recent interview with Russian state TV, Vladimir Putin said something that was, in his words, important for us ourselves and even more.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know they'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Singapore. He has provided moral and material support on a vast scale to Kyiv. Republican opponents of aid to Ukraine are embracing a policy that is deeply irresponsible and unsafe. One that, if it succeeds, would make America weak and the world far more dangerous. And yet, Biden and other Western leaders must demonstrate that they too will do what it takes, and that time is not on Putin's side. That means using Russia's central bank reserves, now frozen, to help Ukraine. It means accelerating delivery of every kind of weapon that Kyiv needs. The pressure that Putin needs to feel is not long-term economic decline, but short-term military setbacks, loss of conquered territory, higher casualty rates, and a collapse in morale.
Ceci redit,
France's President Emmanuel Macron is surely right that the central fact that must guide Western strategy is that Putin cannot win. If that means greater Western involvement, even military forces of some kind on the ground, that's better than watching Russian aggression succeed. Macron gave a speech this week in which he said that the conflict was existential for France and Europe. The West can only gain the upper hand in this war if it truly believes this and acts on that belief.
I could do a 5-hour, 10-hour show and just analyze every sentence he said there. But did you catch it? Russia says it's fighting for its life. It'll never back down. It'll never give in. And it'll use nuclear weapons. And so we need to move troops in and give more high-tech weapons and whatever they want to Ukraine, which Russia says it will then use tactical nuclear weapons on. And that's what the globalists, that's what the Bilderberg group gave him to read on air. He admits it, so it's on record. Remember, that's where Soros 7 years ago went on and bragged about how, working with the State Department, he overthrew the government of Ukraine 3 years before, now 10 years ago. So they brag about starting a fight with Russia on its doorstep, at its birthplace, where Russia started, is Ukraine. And because Russia's winning, the West needs to double down. So here's the breakdown here. It's very simple. They're trying to sell you war, a third world war, a nuclear war. They know it's not popular. So that's why people knew after World War II wars weren't popular. So they didn't call Korea a war. They didn't call Vietnam a war. They didn't call any of these operations a war. But now they openly call it a war. So, again, there's this normalcy bias that people believe, because we haven't had a nuclear war since the 1950s, when multiple countries had nuclear weapons, that it's not going to happen now. But it is happening now. And it's sheer madness. We saw some sanity Friday when Chancellor Scholz of Germany, Olaf Scholz, was at an emergency summit of the EU leaders in NATO and said on the podium to Macron, who was sitting right next to him, "We are not going to have a direct war with Russia, and we're not going to send troops into Russia, and you need to stop saying that, because that'll lead to a nuclear war." I wonder if they're going to suicide Scholz now, who's far from a sweetheart. He's a big globalist. But this is real crazy town. Remember a year and a half ago, Joe Biden, just 7-8 months into the war, they were asking for F-16s and Abrams tanks. He said, well, that escalates this, and that leads to World War III, and we can't do that. And that's because the set U.S. policy and set NATO policy and RAND Corporation war games and Pentagon war games all showed that on that threat continuation ladder that goes back to the 1960s, that's been updated thousands of times, it goes from 1 to 43, that you're getting total, complete nuclear war and the end of the world as we know it. And we're in the high 30s right now, folks. So this is beyond dangerous, and it's because the world financial system that the West has set up, the Ponzi scheme, is supposed to be phased out now and go to the new cashless society, central bank digital currency, social credit score, carbon tax system. But China and India and Germany, Russia, excuse me, China, India, Russia, Mexico, and 100-plus other countries have refused to go along with the carbon regime that literally shuts down civilization. And so now the globalists, the Rothschilds, are rattling their sabers saying, if you don't get in line, we'll give you a nuclear war. I remember 6-7 years ago, the head of the EU at the time was Herman Van Rompuy before he retired, said, if anybody leaves the EU, that'll mean war. And they said, what do you mean? And they said, we're going to characterize that as Russia, no matter who the country is. Nothing to do with Russia. But if anybody tries to leave, there'll be a nuclear war. So this is called nuclear blackmail. This is called being held hostage. And a lot of people want to have Stockholm syndrome, mass Stockholm syndrome, and rearrange deck chairs of the Titanic and pretend all this is okay. This is not okay. So here are some of the headlines. Putin wins fifth term as Russian president with 87% of the vote. And mainline analysts, you heard Fareed tell the truth, Putin is that popular. He didn't have to steal the election. People are the power in Russia, says Putin. Next hour I want to read his speech. The U.S. is not a democracy, Putin. U.S. looks to interfere in Russian elections, ex-CIA officer. Russian forces liberate another settlement in Ukraine. Germany's running out of money and debt levels are exploding, warns the German finance minister. That's the point. Then we've got what's happening in Israel and Palestine and how that all ties together. We're not at war with Russia, Schultz tells Macron, Olaf Scholz. NATO says fighter jets can carry nuclear weapons as tensions with Russia reach breaking point. Yeah, when you load the hydrogen bombs on the jets, instead of an ICBM or a launch from a submarine, so it's 5-10 minutes, now it's 2 minutes, 1 minute. It's right on the border, takes off, goes up to Mach 2, drops the bomb, goes straight up, gets out of there. Massive escalation. Former UK spy chief, we're at war with Russia. France mulled boots on the ground in Ukraine for months. Russia claims it's killed 6,000 foreign fighters in Ukraine, including 491 Americans. Yep, that's true. Germany prepares to bring back the draft. Catastrophic report describes lack of weapons, ammo, and a rapidly aging armed forces. You got a bunch of technocrats that think they're saving their bunkers, marching us towards nuclear war. It needs to stop. All right, I'm going to shift gears into all the other political news and what's happening to Trump and also this big study where you want to hear what people think of white people, what the media has done. This is some powerful information next hour. We're going to go to break here. Please remember that we are listener-supported. When you get great products at InfoWarsStore.com, it makes this broadcast possible. X3 is deeper crystal iodine, triiodine. It's the missing link in people's bodies and people's cells. All cellular activity is based on iodine. Most iodine is bound to other elements, so you don't get full absorption. This is pure iodine, all three types. It's 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. And we're only going to run it at 40% off for another week or so. It'll go to 25% off. Stock up on your triiodine X3 at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's also other great products there, like Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, also discounted, the strongest turmeric out there, the strongest turmeric concentrate, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, I hope you'll get a copy of one of my two latest books, The Great Reset and The Great Awakening, at InfoWarsStore.com. And then finally, our great sponsor is DrJonesNaturals.com. When you go to DrJonesNaturals.com, just DrJonesNaturals.com, you'll find all the silver products that were so popular that weren't available for years are now available there again, like Super Blue toothpaste with no fluoride, fortified with nano silver patented iodine, tea tree oil, all of it organic, peppermint, you name it, Super Blue, and we also have the amazing Super Coral whitening toothpaste. We have the turmeric toothpaste, the activated charcoal toothpaste, all at DrJonesNaturals.com, along with a lot of other great supplements not available at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out DrJonesNaturals.com today. The immune gargles there, the nano silver wound gel, it's all there at DrJonesNaturals.com. We'll be right back with hour number two.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.